Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. It's Tuesday morning here on KSJE, and every Tuesday at this time, of course, we check in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter to learn about some of the pets that are available for adoption each week, and that's exactly what we're going to do right now. Amber is joining me live from the shelter this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you this week?
I'm doing well, thank you, and thank you for being with us again. Still lots of rooms down at the shelter, right? You've got a lot of animals there.
Yes, we still have lots of dogs and cats looking for their forever homes. We'll talk about just a small selection of who we have. So if you're looking to adopt, got to come down and see us.
There you go. Very true. Well, let's get started and tell me a little bit about Margo, who is there.
Margo is a sweet one-year-old mixed breed. She has unfortunately been at the shelter since April. She gets a little excitable in her kennel and starts begging for attention. Doesn't show real well in her kennel, but once you get her out, her whole personality changes. She is an amazing dog. She does well with other dogs. She would be great in a household that's got lots of energy and would love to go for walks or run or just hang out. She's motivated by treats, and she's just, you got to come and you got to meet her and you got to take her home. Her adoption fee has been sponsored, so there's no cost to adopt her. So you just got to come down and meet her, and hopefully she's the right pup for you.
Wow, how about that? And so that's something new that we haven't heard of too often before, that some animals have their adoption fee sponsored. So Margo's one of them that you can just come down and take her home, I guess, right?
Yep, do the paperwork and take her home. If she's the right fit for your family, yes, absolutely.
There you go. Okay, well, she looks great in the photo and is very calm, it looks like, on the lawn there at the shelter. So folks can come check her out outside of her kennel.
Yes, absolutely. That's where you see her. And it's true with all the dogs. That's where you see their true personalities. Inside the kennel, it's a crazy, stressful environment. But when you get them outside, you get to see who they truly are.
Right, right. Very good. All right. Well, that is Margo, available. You can't get a better price than that at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter this week. And how about Bailey?
Bailey is a gorgeous three-year-old mixed breed. She's active and spirited, likes to zoom around and play in the yards. She enjoys going out for walks and playing. She would be best in an active home where they're going to go on adventures and hikes and walks on a daily basis or a regular basis. So she knows how to sit. We've been working with her on some other training. So she would just love to go to a home and show her new tricks there.
Okay, very good. But sounds like she picks them up pretty good, pretty well.
She does. You know, when you got treats in your hand, you know, it's pretty easy.
Well, that's true. That is very true. Good point about that. All right, that's the dogs that are on the list this week. Well, how about the cats? We can't forget about them, like Grape, the little kitten Grape.
No, Grape is a cute little 9-week-old kitten just looking for a home. He's a playful little tuxedo cat, loves to play with and chase the strings and balls. Grape would love to go home with somebody today, and he's already ready and neutered and microchipped, so you just got to come down and fall in love with him and take him home.
There you go. That doesn't look like it'd be too difficult to do.
Not at all.
I wouldn't think so. Great coloring, as you mentioned, that tuxedo black and white on grape there at the shelter this week. And then, of course, we have Phantom, perfect for the time of year we're in.
Absolutely. Phantom is a stunning five-month-old tabby. He's very has a playful personality. Would like to go home where he has lots of toys to chase around and places to explore, and then a nice comfy lap to lounge around on when he's done.
There you go. What else would you want?
What else is there?
That's right.
Gotta come down and meet one of these guys today.
There you go. Very good. Well, Amber, we always appreciate your time, of course, being with us every week to talk about these great animals that are available at the shelter. I know there have been a lot of great adoptions, and so we want to make more of them. So folks can come down and see you, 7 days a week now, right?
Yep, 7 days a week. We're open from 11:30 to 5:30, so come down and see us. We would love to find the perfect fit for your family. We've got all shapes and sizes, all energy levels, from active to couch potato. So come down and just let us know what you're looking for, and we will show you who we have.
There you go. Very good. All right. Well, Amber, thank you for joining me this week. Have a great week ahead. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Scott. You as well.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest this morning right here on KSJE. And thank you for joining me this morning, everybody. We couldn't do it without you, of course, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekday morning for something new, something local, and something interesting here on KSJE with me, Scott Micklin. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. Back with you tomorrow, of course, with my guest from the Farmington Public Library on Wednesday. So see you tomorrow. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.